1. Would you go back there again?
Oh, absolutely. If I get a chance, I will go there in the near future with my family because my mother really likes the city, and we can go to any places that we had a chance to explore on the previous trip.
2. Some people like to plan their trips, others prefer to be spontaneous. Which do you think is better?
In my opinion, it is good to plan the holiday in advance. Firstly, it can help us save money by choosing a cheaper flight or affordable hotel to stay at. Moreover, we can pick our perfect destination, and we can prepare clothes for the trip to have the best pictures. Like the last trip to Pattaya, my mother spent nearly 3 months preparing dresses to wear during the trip.
3. What are important preparations before taking a trip to another country?
We need to make sure our passports and visas are valid. It would be best to learn about their culture and people so we can behave appropriately and wear the right clothes.
Lastly, have enough money to pay.
4. When people travel to some countries, they need to request a permit, like a tourist visa. Why is this?
From my point of view, countries have visa restrictions in order to check and control the flow of visitors in and out of the country and to prevent illegal immigration and other criminal activities.
5. Why is tourism now a bigger business than it has ever been?
As far as I'm concerned, tourism has developed rapidly because people have more money and more time than in the past. Transportation is faster and easier than ever. We can go to any place in the world. That is why it is more and more popular these days.
6. Can you think of any new kinds of tourism that didn't exist 50 years ago?
Personally, I think ecotourism and culinary tourism are prevalent these days. People love to visit nature and enjoy delectable food from around the world that satisfies their taste buds.
7. Many people make travel arrangements using the internet. How has this changed tourism?
I reckon that the internet has a profound impact on our lives. It makes everything easier than ever. People can pay online, book the tickets, and book the hotel just on the internet, so they don't need to go there. Get updates from all around the world on the weather or any changes to their plans.
I usually book hotels online on Agoda. It is really convenient and fast.